Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, today we're going to cover the focus area number one for the 2022 year, and that is bringing all your resources to the sale. Earlier this week, I posted on LinkedIn. If you ever want to find me, that's where I'm at almost every single day, several times a day. But I posted an article out there about the three main focus areas that I think salespeople, especially in the agribusiness world, need to focus on for 2022. There are a lot of things that we can be doing as trainers and as salespeople trying to get better and outdistance ourselves from competition. But these are three areas that I have seen over the many years as a salesperson, sales manager, sales trainer, that I think salespeople can differentiate themselves and set themselves apart in today's market. It's getting tough. And as a sales professional, I think the number one thing that you can do to differentiate and set yourself apart is bring all your resources to the sale. And as the sales professional, you are the quarterback of your company's resources. I mean, just think about your own shopping experience. Who would you rather do business with? One single salesperson who only brings you their knowledge and skills, or a salesperson who brings a team of experts with her to the sale? Well, for me and every customer I have ever worked with, we prefer to work with a team of experts. We prefer to work with a supplier who can bring us more products, more services, and more connections in the industry. Now, the Lone Ranger sales approach to selling is a tough way to go in our industry in today's market. It used to be a very common approach, but to be an expert in all facets of your business is just not practical. The salesperson who can become the quarterback of resources for their customers will win over the solo salesperson. When I say quarterback, here's what I mean. I mean, you have to be the one that initiates it, champions it, keeps it going when all others do not want it, and explains to the customer how it works. No one else is going to do this. Nobody in accounting is going to raise their hand and say, hey, Greg, I want to be helping you in your sale. Nobody in those other departments are going to reach out to you and say, hey, I'd like to ride along with you today and go see your customers. You have to be the quarterback. Now, the other reason that I say you have to be the quarterback is simply very few, none that I've ever found, but very few companies have a policy or mandate it or even encourage this behavior. And that's why it's so powerful and such a differentiator to your customers. One word of a caution here, though. It's not about getting others to do your job. You're not having them come out there and make the sale for you. It's all about showing up as a strong team of experts in multiple areas of your business. Now, this is one of the biggest struggles I see for salespeople in agribusiness. Our customers and our facilities are spread out all over the place, all at large geographies. So it might not be easy to have someone on our team just stop in and meet with a customer, or have our customer stop in and visit with somebody in our team. However, the biggest struggle is that the salesperson often just doesn't think of doing it, or they don't want to take the time to learn who or what their resources really are. Now, this is a big mistake, especially in the early years of your sales career. Younger salespeople struggle with a credibility issue. From about that 20 to 30-year-old age range, producers have some serious doubts about your knowledge and abilities. Now, you just haven't had the time to build that up over the years. And the salesperson themselves, they often have self-doubt about their own knowledge and expertise. Well, what better way to reinforce your customer's confidence in you and build your own confidence to bring in your resources? Here are the four steps to becoming the quarterback of your resources. First of all, use the old Stephen Covey adage of seek first to understand, then be understood. Step number one is go spend time with them. Go to the office, go to the main office, go to whatever office or whatever facility you can and sit down with your accounting, your customer service, your research department, whoever it is that you feel like they could be a valuable resource for you and your customers. Go sit in their office and talk to them about how customers impact their job. Understand what it is they do. Understand the inputs. Every job in our company has a little flow chart. It's got the squares and the triangles and the diamonds. Everyone has input and output and all these factors that factor into making their job harder or easier in what they're trying to do for your customers. So go spend time and understand them first. Second thing is invite them and have them spend time with you. It is such an eye-opener when an internal person jumps in the car with you and goes to see a customer. And they get to see firsthand what it is that happens on the farm, in the elevator, in the feed mill, in the agribusiness that you're serving with the customers, the actual on-the-ground action items that happen when they make changes to accounting or customer service or a phone order entry process or whatever the case is. They didn't just see that firsthand. Well, the third step is discovering the opportunities, limitations, and impacts of your resources. Now, this is extremely important. When you're out there in the marketplace doing battle with your competition, you got to know how far you can shoot your weapons, how what the limitations are. Can you do this? And the impact that those. So when you have a customized product, how does that impact the people who put the orders in, who set up products, who price it, who have to administer and manufacture it? What does that do to their day? Understand that firsthand by being there and seeing it and witnessing it, if that's something you truly need. Well, the fourth step, after you've sat with your folks and they've come out and ridden with you, and then you went in and you found out and you understand the impact and limitations of your products or services, I want you to facilitate the implementation of those resources. You are the person who brings all those resources and makes them available and possible for your customer to use them to their advantage. And that's what makes you so great in your role. And that's what makes you a quarterback. Well, here are the five benefits from bringing your resources. First of all, your confidence goes up. If you're young and inexperienced and don't know everything about your company or your policies and all that, you're going to gain a better knowledge of them through this process. Secondly, you're going to get more confident that, hey, if I don't understand how to do something, I'm going to reach back to someone in my company. I know exactly who the person is to go to, and I know what their limitations are and what we can and can't do. Well, secondly, your fellow employees' confidence goes up, which means they're more engaged. Higher engagement by employees means higher retention and an improved customer satisfaction. Benefit number three is you bring more to your customers. All of us can go out there and hand out price lists and product and brochures and talk about our products. That's what we do as salespeople. How to differentiate and stand out is to bring more to the table, bring more resources, bring a stronger set of resources to your customer. Benefit number four is your customers feel more connected to you and your company, which means a higher retention rate. When they have a resource like you and all the people that they're connected to, it's hard to replace that by saying, well, I'm going to buy from your competition who only has one single solo salesperson. We've got all these people involved in the sale, and they've got all these resources that they have at their fingertips. They're not as likely to say, well, I'm going to give all that up to go with this one salesperson. The fifth and last benefit from bringing all your resources is that your personal brand grows in the eyes of your customer and your company. Now, there's this fear sometimes that if our customers have access to all these resources, well, they don't need us as salespeople. Not true. It's actually the opposite. Your brand as the quarterback, as the person who facilitates all this, goes up. They realize you are a great resource because you bring all that with you. So don't be worried about job security and protection of, hey, if I introduce them to all those people in the company, then I don't have a purpose in life for this customer. That's not true. Actually, it's the opposite of that. Well, if you click on the blog article, there are four other related articles to this that I've written about over the year. First one is Who's in Your Corner? And this is to learn who and how to use the internal company team. The second one that I wrote about was called Silos in Agribusiness, to learn more about how to tear down the barriers between departments. The third one that I wrote that's very related to this is I'm Not in Sales. Now, that's to help those people in your company understand that everything we do is designed to sell, to keep and maintain customers. This means everyone in your company is in sales in some form or fashion. They may not be standing in front of customers. They may not be cold calling and using selling techniques, but they are doing something that influences the customer. And the last one is for our salesperson that struggles a little bit with understanding that they are a part of a team. And it's called Cross Train, the Empathyless Salesperson. I think you'll enjoy it. It's all about a salesperson. I use an example of a story. The salesperson previously that I had experience with struggled a little bit to understand that he was part of a team and not a a solo entrepreneur out here. I hope today's focus on bringing all of your resources to the sale is helpful for you. Again, it's a differentiator. You don't have to do any of these, but I'm going to tell you that over the 30 years of being in agribusiness and whatever years of being in sales and sales training, I can tell you that it is a key differentiator in a top-performing salesperson. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.